We love the Chapel Hill Public Library.
I grew up in that library.
It's one of the most joyous spaces.
I had severe agoraphobia. Things have gotten a lot better since then because of the library.
We see so many parents and children and teachers and seniors.
It's just one of the few places where I think people actually, like, care.
Those are just a few of the ways community members described the Chapel Hill Public Library and their patronage to the Orange County Board of Commissioners last Tuesday. Even more comments flooded into the commissioners' email inboxes, as encouraged by the Friends of the Library organization that advocates for the Chapel Hill Institution. Karen Curtin, who is the chair of the Friends of the Library, spoke to the board directly and said she believes cutting support for the award-winning, most-used library in the county is a mistake.
It doesn't make any sense to me because 40% of Orange County residents actually live in Chapel Hill. We are residents, we are taxpayers. And what that means is over a two-year period, we're getting no value for our library from Orange County taxes that we pay.
Just a day later, the Chapel Hill Town Council and town staff didn't mince their words either about the county government's proposal to phase out its annual funding. Chapel Hill Town Manager Ted Voorhees said,
"It's a bad decision. It makes no sense. It harms customers."
While council members Camille Berry called it mind-boggling and Paris Miller-Fouché called it unacceptable, Miller-Fouché urged everyone in the room to, quote, fight like hell against the funding cut.
"We are seeing the failure at the federal level and the state level. I understand the challenges that all of us are facing in terms of, like, dealing with the budget, but we also have to understand what these impacts really have on our community."
If Orange County adopts the proposed budget, the county's funding of the Chapel Hill Public Library, which covers 14% of the library's total budget and focuses mostly on operating costs, would be halved over the next 2 years before being phased out completely. The county government began providing supplemental funding around 2013 to help cover people who could not easily travel to the county-run library in Hillsboro. But County Manager Travis Myron's draft budget said that because of the Drakeford Library Complex in Carrboro now being available to Southern Orange County residents, the funding could be discontinued. Chapel Hill Public Library Director Atlas Logan spoke to the Chapel Hill Town Council during its May 13th work session to share her organization's perspective and potential contingency plans. Logan said one likely first step would to begin levying an annual $65 fee on the more than 14,000 library cardholders who live outside of town limits.
"Unfortunately, we would probably need to charge them for access. It's not, so as a librarian, that hurts my heart to say. That's not something we want to do, but that would probably be one of our first lines of defense of making up those operational funds that we lost."
If all of those cardholders paid the fee, Logan said the funding gap could be made up, but it's an unlikely scenario and would severely hurt the town's ability to equitably provide service. Since the county's funding largely helps the library's part-time workers program, the director said making cuts to those staff could potentially be the next option.
"But that would have huge ramifications, not only for those individuals who lose their jobs, but it would also necessitate the closure in hours, most likely on Sunday, possibly on Monday, because our part-time program support are the ones who really help us cover hours on weekends and evenings."
At both of its May 13th and May 20th meetings, the Chapel Hill Town Council encouraged more upset community members to share their thoughts with the Board of County Commissioners. That included Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson, who sent out an official message to residents on the town newsletter list and said at the May 13th work session,
"This was the only library for this entire most populated part of the county. I feel that we've been doing a service to the county in operating this library and only charging them $600,000, which has not gone up at all with inflation, which has not increased despite the incredible increases in the cost to operate this library."
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.